Recipes. This month's recipes have been provided by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. Hamburger Pie by Jean Brown. Jean Brown is the wife of Ron Brown, NFB of Indiana President and NFB Second Vice President. She has 2 daughters and 6 grandchildren. She joined the Federation in 1982 and has been the state fundraising chair for over 20 years. She owns Vision Salon and Day Spa and is a state sales representative for Advanced Diabetic Solutions. She enjoys reading a good book with Ron whenever possible, bowling in the fall and winter, and beat baseball in the summer. When she really wants excitement, she just plans another fundraising project. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1 can tomato soup, 1 can cut green beans, optional, 1 cup grated cheese, or more if you are a cheese lover, 1 1/2 cups instant potato flakes, seasoning salt to taste, black pepper to taste. Method: cook crumbled ground beef over medium heat until done. Remove from skillet, draining the fat. Drain the green beans. Mix the beef, green beans, soup, and seasonings in a glass dish or round pan. Make up the mashed potatoes according to package directions. Spoon the potatoes over the beef mixture. If you use a large cooking spoon to move the potatoes, you will have a serving per scoop. Sprinkle cheese over the potatoes. Bake at 400 degrees for about 25 minutes or until the cheese is golden brown and pie is bubbly. Refrigerator Mashed Potatoes by Susan Jones. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Susan Jones. Susan Jones is a longtime leader of the NFB of Indiana. She currently serves as secretary of the Indianapolis chapter. She says, "This is a staple in our family around holiday time. It can be done ahead and heated through on the big day." Ingredients: 5 pounds of potatoes, peeled and quartered, 3 teaspoons salt, divided, 1 stick butter, 6 ounces cream cheese, cut into pieces, 2 tablespoons fresh, freeze-dried or frozen chives, 1/8 teaspoon freshly ground pepper, 1 1/2 to 1 3/4 cup milk, butter and paprika for the top. Method: heat 4 cups water and 2 tablespoons salt in a 4-quart Dutch oven over high heat until water boils, about 6 minutes. Add peeled and quartered potatoes and cover and cook until water returns to the boil, about 6 minutes. Reduce heat to low and cook for 20 to 25 minutes until potatoes are tender when pierced with a fork. Drain potatoes and return to Dutch oven. Mash with a potato masher or beat with an electric mixer until mixture is smooth. Add the butter, cream cheese, chives, 1 teaspoon salt, and pepper. Mix well and continue mashing. Gradually add enough milk to make the potatoes creamy and fluffy. Mash or whip until smooth. Refrigerate tightly covered. Pressing cooked potatoes through a potato ricer before mashing or whipping ensures a smooth, finished product. These potatoes can be stored under refrigeration for up to 2 weeks. You can either remove portions and heat as needed, or place the entire recipe in a greased casserole dish and bake covered at 350 degrees for an hour. Before removing from the oven, uncover potatoes and dot the surface with butter and sprinkle with paprika. If you like, you can continue baking until the potatoes are lightly browned and bubbly. Quick and Easy Meatloaf by Diane Graves. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Diane Graves. Diane Graves is secretary of the NFB of Indiana. She works as a mediator for the Indiana Civil Rights Commission. She returned to school and has just completed a bachelor's degree in organizational communication. Diane is a Tenbrook Fellow who won NFB scholarships in 2009 and 2011. She is now considering earning a master's degree in dispute resolution. She lives in Indianapolis with her husband, Richard, her daughter, Shell, and her granddaughter, Angelica. Ingredients: 2 pounds ground beef, 1 egg, 1 package stovetop stuffing, 1 small onion, finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic, minced or grated, ketchup, salt and pepper. Method: break up ground beef in large mixing bowl. Add egg and mix with hands until the egg is completely incorporated. This is a good time to add salt and pepper to taste. I like to use Lowry's seasoning salt. Work in the onion and garlic. Break the stuffing mix into fine pieces or crumbs. I do this by kneading the package back and forth in my hands or beating it against the counter, depending on the amount of frustration I am feeling. Mix the stuffing thoroughly into the meat mixture and pack loaf into an 8x11-inch baking pan. Finally, spread a thin coat of ketchup across the top of the meatloaf. Bake at 350 degrees for about 45 minutes or until meatloaf is firm to the touch. This recipe invites many variations. One could add some diced celery, chopped green or red pepper, diced tomatoes, or a small can of mushrooms. Enjoy! Pineapple Upside Down Cake by Diane Graves. Ingredients: 1/2 cup butter, 1 cup firmly packed brown sugar, 1 20-ounce can pineapple slices, drained, 1 can maraschino cherries, drained and halved, walnuts, chopped, 1 package Duncan Hines Pineapple Supreme Cake Mix, 1 package instant vanilla pudding, 4 eggs, 1 cup water, 1 half cup cooking oil. Method: melt butter in a Bundt pan and stir in brown sugar. Arrange pineapple rings on the bottom and place a half cherry in the center of each ring. Sprinkle walnuts over the top of this mixture. Beat remaining ingredients together to make cake batter and pour evenly over the pineapple. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour or until a toothpick comes out clean when inserted in the center of the cake. Remove to a cooling rack and loosen edges of cake from pan. Remember to work the knife around the center post as well. Invert cake onto a serving plate while still warm. Slice and serve. Randy's Potato Soup by Diane Graves. This recipe comes from Diane's stepmother, Randy. She brought it with her when she married into the family in the 80s, and this delicious soup has been a family favorite ever since. Ingredients: 8 to 10 medium potatoes, peeled and cut into bite-sized pieces, 1 small onion, finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic, minced, 1 pound smoked sausage, 1½ cups milk, 1/4 cup flour, salt and pepper to taste. Method: place potatoes, onion, garlic, and sausage in Dutch oven or similar pot and just cover with water. Place lid on pot and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and allow soup to simmer until potatoes are tender. In a small mixing bowl, prepare thickening by combining milk and flour, adding the flour slowly and beating the mixture with a fork until smooth. Once potatoes are tender and sausage is done, slowly add the milk mixture, stirring briskly until soup thickens. Adjust seasoning. Eat and enjoy. Round Steak with Gravy by Diane Graves. Ingredients: 3 pounds round steak, 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1 envelope Lipton onion soup mix, 3 tablespoons solid shortening, 1/2 cup water, 1/3 cup flour. Method: cover one side of meat with half of the flour and pound in with meat mallet or the edge of a saucer or butter plate. Turn meat over and repeat with remaining flour. Cut meat into serving-sized pieces. In large skillet, melt shortening and brown meat on both sides. Sprinkle onion soup over meat. In small mixing bowl, mix cream of mushroom soup and water. Pour over meat and cover skillet tightly. Reduce heat and simmer for 1½ hours. Ranch Dip by Diane Graves. This recipe is very quick and easy and is great with chips or vegetables. Ingredients: 1 16-ounce tub sour cream, 1/2 small onion, minced, 1 small clove garlic, minced or grated, 1 envelope ranch salad dressing mix. Method: in small mixing bowl, combine all ingredients and mix thoroughly. Transfer to a serving dish and surround with dippables. Eat and enjoy. Granola Bars by Phyllis Morales. Phyllis Morales is a member of the Indianapolis chapter of the NFB of Indiana. She was introduced to the NFB when she was diagnosed with macular degeneration. She was researching support groups for the visually impaired and says she was blessed to find the NFB because it is great to be part of a group of such motivated, passionate people. Ingredients: 2 cups quick oats, uncooked, 1/3 cup peanut butter, 1/2 cup jelly, any flavor. Method: mix all ingredients together, spread on a baking sheet, and bake for 20 to 25 minutes at 350 degrees. Cut into bars. Pesto by Phyllis Morales. Ingredients: 1/4 cup walnuts, 1/4 cup pinoli, pine nuts, optional, you can add more walnuts instead if you prefer, 3 tablespoons garlic, 9 cloves, minced, 5 cups fresh basil leaves, packed, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1½ cups good olive oil, 1 cup freshly grated Parmesan cheese. Method: place the walnuts, pinoli, and garlic in the bowl of a food processor fitted with a steel knife blade. Process for 15 seconds. Add the basil leaves, salt, and pepper. With the processor running, slowly pour the olive oil into the bowl through the feed tube and process until the pesto is thoroughly pureed. Add the Parmesan and puree for a minute. Use immediately or store in the refrigerator or freezer with a thin film of olive oil coating and sealing the top. Notes: air is the enemy of pesto. For freezing, pack it in containers with a film of oil or plastic wrap directly on top with the air pressed out. To clean basil, remove the leaves, swirl them in a bowl of water, and then spin them very dry in a salad spinner. Store in a closed plastic bag with a slightly damp paper towel. As long as the leaves are dry, they will stay green for several days. This pesto is great in pasta, on bread, or as a bread dip. You can also use it as a marinade for fish, chicken, or beef. You can pour it into an ice cube tray and freeze, then pop one out to use when you wish, or store them in a tight plastic bag.